Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is an interesting Am I the Jerk, and I don't even know where to go on this, DZ.
Yeah, it's strange to say the least. Y'all gotta hear it.
From Kayla. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. And by the way, you can always submit Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. People message our Facebook. Where do I submit? You can do it there, too.
Just hit us
whatever.
Up.
Just however. Send it. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I recently adopted a dog. While we were on a walk, he started sniffing the ground under a young tree. He proceeded to mark or pee on the tree. And then all of a sudden, I hear a man shouting at me from his yard saying, don't let your dog pee on that tree. It's young and it can't handle that. It will die now. Don't let him do that again. Mm-hmm. So while he was shouting at me, my dog started barking.
Up naturally.
I chose to not engage and walk away. Huh. So tell me, am I the jerk for letting my dog pee or mark on a young tree? And then she wrote, it probably doesn't make a difference, but my dog, adopted dog, is a 4-year-old miniature schnauzer, 17 pounds. P.S. I love your show. You both make my mornings brighter. Smiley face. Thanks, Kayla. Aw, Kayla.
No, well, see, you're trying to butter us up.
Aw, she is trying to butter us up. But Kayla, I have never even, first of all, let me just say, DZ, I didn't even know this was a thing. Is this a thing that you're not supposed to let a dog pee on a young tree? I've never heard this.
If this is a thing, this is the first I'm ever hearing of something like this.
And maybe the reason I've never heard it is because every tree I was forced to plant on Earth Day or as a kid, I never saw grow.
You don't know what it looks like
now. I don't know what it looks like.
It's true. Ain't that true?
You know what I'm talking about. I planted it and I left.
And who knows if the tree's even there still?
I don't know. I could have a whole tree somewhere.
Maybe a dog came by, peed on it, killed it, and we wouldn't know it.
We wouldn't know.
Wow.
But have you ever heard this?
No, I've never heard this before in my life.
Thing?
It's actually a little weird. That guy was clearly watching his tree, right? It must have been his tree.
I get it had to be, because why would you care if it was somebody else's tree?
Right. So he must have planted it, been watching it grow, and is frustrated seeing everybody disrespect his youngling while he's wanting this tree to flourish. I don't know, man. He probably didn't have anything around it. That sounds like it's his fault. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, if you don't want anybody near the tree,
agree.
You have to protect the tree somehow, some way.
Agree. Yeah. Well, not if it's on your property, but it doesn't sound like it was on his property because she said he was yelling from his yard.
You know what I'm imagining? You know how it's the lawn, front lawn, sidewalk, little lawn piece, front lawn.
What do you call that thing? The extra grass that borders on the curb.
The curb grass.
The grass between the sidewalk and the curb.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It has to be a tree in that little chunk. And even though that's technically city property, aren't we as the homeowners the ones that take care of that stuff?
Maybe.
It is, yeah. We're the ones that...
You're like, Allie, pop quiz. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. I got to mow that, take care of that. Anything that happens there is technically my fault, even though it's city property.
See, where I live, we don't have sidewalks, but that's another... which sucks. But that's another topic for another day.
That's where I'm imagining it is, though. Mm. It's got to be that little chunk between the curb and the sidewalk, mm-hmm. that grass patch that's got a young tree that has zero barrier around it that you can't be mad at somebody for letting the dog go on it.
Well, somebody texted in, it's just a tree, not the jerk. But is it just a tree? Trees actually matter.
Trees do matter.
We need trees, and it does matter when you kill them or plant one. There's reasons we plant them. I'm not trying to be corny here, but they matter.
We're not tree huggers, but there's no tree hugger hate either.
I'm not going to cry if you have to... I've cut down trees before. It's fine.
I'm trying to cut down the tree in my space. Like, let your dog pee on my tree. They could kill ours.
That would be great.
Bruh, because I'd be cool with that, but... If it's a problem, I've never heard of it. If somebody is genuinely trying to take care of that tree, I see why they would get frustrated. But if you're not doing anything to stop any dogs, dogs are territorial. That dog smelled another dog and acted upon that, said, no, my tree.
Although somebody texted in and said she's not a jerk, she didn't know, but she could have at least apologized to him instead of just walking away. Well, then she might be the jerk.
Oh,
then her reaction maybe was the jerk, that she was rude and walked. Maybe she is the jerk.
Ugh, she sure did say, I just chose not to engage and walked away.
Although I would have done the same thing.
I would have said something.
414-533-1037. We want to know, is Kayla the jerk? She was walking her dog. It went to the bathroom on a young tree, a sapling.
Baby sapling.
And a guy in the neighborhood lost it and said, don't ever let the dog do that again. It's going to kill the tree. You're welcome. Welcome to the nature edition of Allie and DZ.
Let's hold hand and kumbaya next.
Kumbaya!
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Kayla wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for letting her dog pee on a young tree because the guy in the neighborhood yelled at her and she's like, what? And she just ignored him and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many characters on the phone this morning. I cannot wait. Tony's in Racine.
Just
get to the callers. Like, a cartoon. Mascot man. Tony.
Good morning.
Newly married Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Tony, we love you and we want to know, is Kayla a jerk for letting her dog pee on the young tree?
She a big fat jerk.
Oh.
She a jerk. What? Jerk.
Stop.
So
it.
Wait, do you know if this is a problem or not? Like, yeah. Why are you saying jerk?
It is a problem. It's true.
Huh.
Young dogs' urine are so strong,
what?
It will kill a young planted tree.
Or the carpet in my living room.
Or the grass in my yard.
Or even the grass, the grass in your yard. And I think she's a jerk, and I am not, that guy is not wrong for being upset and yelling, because dog owners should be responsible and understand what is capable when a dog pees.
Yeah, but tree owners who are worried about dogs should know
that's
how to properly fence.
Get a gate.
Get the mesh gate.
Technically, you can't. If it is the curbside, you can't.
Oh.
You're not allowed to gate it or anything like that.
Well, technically, you can't hold your bladder either, Tony.
Hmm.
So now, what do you want the dog to do?
I don't speak dog.
Well, like me, I don't allow my dogs to walk on people's grass. When I take them for a walk, they stay on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I let them
do that?
Go in the backyard. No, I make sure they go to the bathroom in the backyard
before.
Before we go for a walk.
The walk is for exercise, is what Tony's saying.
Correct.
Not to mark everything. He's saying
Correct.
It's just to get them to get the energy out. But I,
especially, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I didn't never hear this about dogs' urine. Bella, my grass was fine when I had a dog for 14 years. She didn't kill the grass. I don't believe you, Tony.
If it's not the same spot over and over and over and over and over again, it's not going to kill the grass. It's when it's the same spot time and time again, like a thousand.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And then you don't want your dogs peeing in people's yards anyways, because one, you don't know what they lay down in the grass.
Mm.
You don't know what kind of kids play or walk barefooted and stuff. Yeah, you may pick up dog poop, but guess what? Sometimes that stuff smears, and then now you got a baby running outside, gets it in the feet. And,
Hold on, Tony, how did we get onto this? We're talking about a damn tree that she let the dog pee on, and now we're worried about peeing
She's
in your yard.
She's a jerk because of her dog.
She's
a jerk because she let it pee on the thing.
She
should say, my apologies. I was unaware what my responsibility of a dog owner is.
Tony,
she's a jerk.
Too much logic, Tony. No.
Okay, bye. Young up on him. I love it. Let's pull up. I can't call her the voice of reason. Shoot. I'm going to have to. Destiny's on the phone. Destiny.
If you's a true player, what is wrong with Tony? I hope you're listening to me right now. What is wrong with bro?
Uh-oh.
Where do we start?
You be
Destiny.
Aware of the tree and it shouldn't be walking on. What the? Bro, first of all, Red Bank Club. Hey.
Chill out.
Red Bank
Kevin Hart,
Club.
Hey, Kevin Hart got red cups. Mm-hmm. Why can't Snoop Dogg have Red Bank?
He can.
Fair
and
enough.
He does.
For his snacks and toys.
I'm sorry. I was enjoying you going off on Tony. Where were we? Back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Said she should have been responsible enough and said, oh, my bad. I didn't know. No, man, how you know the rabbit didn't pee on the tree or the squirrel didn't pee on the tree?
Right.
If the dog got to pee, let the dog go pee.
Mm-hmm.
On any tree.
And then if they, in the yard, you got kids running. Guess what? There's plenty of animals around here running around peeing on your tree right now. ain't no jerk.
Destiny, listen to this text we got. You and DZ got to hear this. Somebody said, PSA from Tony, everyone stop walking your dogs.
Yeah, right. Just make sure you pee out. Listen, Lord forbid your dog got to pee midway on your run or your walk, and then you're going to tell them, what, go pee on the sidewalk? Now you got to pee on the sidewalk. That's even grosser.
I was about to say, I did want to know what Tony did.
The old man wrong. He should have put a little something. He probably should have said, dang, look, that dog's peeing on that tree. Man,
Tony's
let me go out there and make something happen so that way nobody else does that, because now I witnessed it.
Y'all are doing too much, man.
Somebody did text it and say, yes, Destiny, preach, fam. But everybody else is screaming at Tony on the text.
Tony tripping. I make sure my dogs pee and go to the bed before we walk. Then you must not be doing nothing but walking to the corner and back if your dog ain't got to pee another time while you out there walking.
I know, that's right. Well, thank you.
And somebody did text that and they said, I walk my dogs, they pee 10 times in the first,
that's
3 minutes.
That's their nature. You know what I'm saying?
Bet.
Mm-hmm.
To smell and pee. That's what they do. That's why they want to be outside.
All right. Well, somebody said thank you for hanging up on Tony. You're welcome. Destiny, we won't hang up on you.
Yeah, we'll yes. Bye.
Bye.
It was Bye, Destiny.
Not me, even though I laughed and I support whatever he does. Last but not least, he's on day two. He's almost got a theme song. Not really. He's got three more days to go. Nick is in Muskego. Hey, Nick.
Morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. What's up?
Nick, we just heard Destiny and Tony, two of our regulars for a long time fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in this club?
You're the tiebreaker, man. We're split right now. One jerk, one not the jerk. What do you say?
Is she the jerk for letting the dog pee on the new tree?
No, she is not the jerk. And you know what? Tony's a jerk, okay? Listen.
Oh, dang, okay? Tony.
Tony's doing too much. Tony's doing too much over there. Who has time to let their dog go to the bathroom before going for a walk? Come on, really?
I know, like, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, I got a new episode of the Kardashians to watch. I got Real Housewives on deck. I got things to do.
I ain't letting you go outside for 20 minutes and then walk you for another 30.
We don't have time for that.
Seriously,
Nick.
Come on. Listen, I mean, what am I supposed to carry around an age gauge for the tree? I'm not here to point out, you know, the tree is 25 years old, or if it's 2 months old,
sure.
Just let the dog pee. And to be honest, I have four dogs. The dog is going to do what it wants to. Mm. Okay. That's mm-hmm. the end of story. Yeah. So it's going to pee wherever it wants to. And I'll tell you right now, my dog pees on every tree it sees. So I guess if you're my neighbor and you're mad at me, sorry, I guess, but
yeah. Well, it sounds like not the jerk is what's going on. And the texts are really funny. Somebody said, leave the dogs alone. Let them pee. Somebody else said,
let them pee.
Somebody else said, tell them, Destiny. And then somebody said, I support Tony. My yard, not my dog. Stay off it.
Somebody coming in back. That's Tony's wife. And you know who it is.
No, that's Tony. Tony's wife doesn't agree with him.
He's texting from a bird. Oh, Nick, man.
Hey, Nick, we'll talk to you tomorrow for day three. Yeah. How's that sound?
Sounds good, guys. Right.
Have a great day, man. Peace.
Bye.
Goofy.
Funny.
Not the jerk, though.
Not the jerk. Sorry, Kayla. We love you. You're actually not sorry. Kayla's not the jerk.
She's good. Let the dog pee.
We love you, too, Kayla.
We don't care about trees.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Forget the environment and oxygen.
Not the jerk. That was a good addition, because when I got this one, I went, I don't know the answer to this, and I don't know if it matters if we care if the tree is new. So it worked out.
We learned a lesson today, and that's let the dog pee, let the dog be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.